If you want to tell me that it means to say this nazir that accepted when he was in the basic verse, so you want to tell me when he becomes tor, he will have to take a haircut right away. There isn't a galachas for him. If so, yemechaluta milo boiti galachas. So the same thing if you're a mitzera. The lach of a mitzera is when you become tor from tumas mitzera, you have to take a haircut also. So what are you saying? One has and one doesn't have. They both have a haircut for tumah. So Gemara says that wouldn't be a kasha. Loi tegalachas the nazirus katoni. That wouldn't be a proof. It could be taka that the first haircut is for tumah, but there it's a tumah machmas talach of nazirus. Ma'ashenke and by mitzayra, his haircut is not because of the din of nazirus; it's because of the din of mitzaras. So that's why his haircut doesn't help. Takopon from here, we don't have, again. We do not have a clear proof. We don't have a clear proof yet. If a nazir accepted upon himself to be a nazir when he was tamei, does he have to take a haircut right away when he becomes tohor? Toshima, come and bring your proof. The pasuk says v'timei roish nizri. This is the pasuk that if a nazir becomes tamei, he has to take a haircut. So the pasuk is talking about v'tohor shenitma kosa medaber. Only a nazir that was first tohor and then he became tamei, then is the halacha that when he becomes tohor, he has to take a haircut. The day he becomes tor, or not the day, the eighth day, he becomes tor after 7 days. Then the eighth day, that day he has to take a kashev off all his hair, and he has to bring the kabonis as a nazir tumah. Yeah. So that's what Vidashin is posik. But for liftor as ha nazir bekever, ma'ashenkein a nazir, that was mekabel his nazirus when he was in the basic forest, he's potter from this. He does not have to take a haircut when he becomes tor. He does not have to. And this the Gemara says, really it's a kavuchayma. If you have a nazir that was first tor and then he became tomei, you want to tell me the pasuk says v'tomei resh nizrei, which means toyin avor sar, on the eighth day when he becomes tor, he has to shave off all his hair. He has to bring the two birds. So me show you tummy metchila, a nazir that was mekabel nazirus when he was in the base of kvaris. He was tummy at the beginning. So in svara eino din sheyotayin avor asav avor siporin, isn't the svara for sure that he should have to take haircut when it becomes tor and bring kabonis? That's what I would have thought. And this the pasuk says Talmud Lema. The pasuk says clearly the tummy roish nizroi, that which nazir has to take a haircut. Only if he was first tor and then he became tamei hakosav medaber. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Shei toyin havor sar, that he has to shave off all his hair v'havor siperin. But for lifter as a nazir bekever, mashenkin a nazir that was mekabel his nazirus when he was in the basic forest, he started out when he was tamei. Such a person is potter. Zachur shema mina. To me, it's a clear proof like this to the first shayla that Enochanami, that a nazir started out to be tamei. The lacher is he does not have to take a haircut when he becomes tor, and he does not have to bring kabonis. But rather, on the seventh day when he becomes tor, right away he can start counting 30 days now of tyra. Verse says, "Now man tana hara tana rabbanan." Who's the tana of what we learned before? That we learned before, ein bein tamei shenazir le nazir tor shenitma. Elo, what's the difference between the two people? If you were first tamei, or you were first tor, and then you became tamei, elo shenitma shenazir shatama shenazir. If you are tamei when you first become naziris, then the lachar is shvi shaloi olam min aminyan, that you have to wait 7 days till you become tor. On your seventh day when you tor, that day helps for the first day of your new naziris, of naziris atayra. But for nazir tor, but if a person was first a nazir when he was tor, shenitma, then he became tamei, then the lacher is ein shvi shaloi olam min aminyan. Like we always had, we're saying the whole time that by him the seventh day does not end. He cannot start a new nazirus yet, but he has to wait till the eighth day when he takes the haircut and he brings his karbonis, and after that then he starts. So who holds like this? Amar Rav Chisda Rebihi. This goes according to Rebbe. The Yomar Rebbe. Rebbe said, ein nazirus taira chala ela ad shmini, that you should know a nazir that became tamei, now when can he start counting over again his count of nazirus taira? Only on the eighth day. He has to wait until the eighth day. That's Rabbi Shita. The time Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be. Omar, he says, Nazirus the Tyro, a Nazir, that was Tor, and then it became Tomei. Now when he becomes Tor, Mishvihu the Chayla, he says, even in such a case, where you start out to be a Nazir Tor, and then you became Tomei. Now when you're Tor again, you could start counting your new Nazirus on the seventh day. So kids, before the Braisa that said, not like that, that if you start out to be Tor, then you can't start counting over again till the eighth day, that goes according to Rebbe. So the kids said, the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So Gemara says, now what's the Machlokes Tolian? My Rebbe and my Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Where is this Machlokes? Tetanya, we're not like this. The Pasuk says, V'kidesh es roishai b'yamhu. On that day, you should be mekadesh your head. Means, b'yam ha'voyes kabanoisof. It means the day you bring your carbon, it's talking about a Nazir Tome here. Notice he was first a Nazir, and then he touched the mace, so he has to wait the 7 days till he becomes Tor. And the Pasuk says now that Bayom HaVoros Kabon Eisav, on the day that you bring your carbonus, that's the day of the Kiddush Ashroishai. That's the day you can first like take your cut or start counting over again your new Naziris. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. So the Kitzah, that on the eighth day, that's the day to bring your carbonus. So Mela, that's the day you can start counting your new Naziris. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimeno, B'yayim Tikalachtei. It's the day of your Hikot. That's the day you can start counting over again. So Rashi learns, Tayshu Yom Tikalachtei means, Akosim Adab Adayin will be Shvi, B'samach Meforash time, as soon as explained the reason. But he says on the seventh day. For the Mabahod, it's not that we learn. Nozir, Shenitma, Tumas Harbe, a Nozir that had a lot of Tumas on him. Ain't a maybe on a carbon echot. When he becomes Torah from all the different tumors, he only has to bring one carbon. Man Tana, who's that Tana? On Rav Chizdi, Rav Yisrael, Rav Yehudi. The Yom HaNaziris Tyra, Mishvi Yichaylo. That the Naziris of Torah starts on the seventh day. On Mishkachas, Lach Goyen, Shenitma Mishvi, V'chozov Nitma Mishvi. He could have it a few times. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go. Let's come on again tomorrow. We'll start over again. Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. We'll start over again a little bit. From the Tana Rabbonin. Mar says, Man Tana, one quarter down. Man Tana, or Hod the Tana Rabbonin. Who's the Tana of the Braisa that we learned? That it says, Ein Bein Tomei Shenozer, a person that was Makabel Naziris when he was first Tomei, Le Nozer Tor Shenitma, where a Nozer was first Makabel when he was Tor, and then he became Tomei. That we learned, Ela, what's the difference? If a person was first Mekabel Naziris when he was Tomei, so then we say the seventh day, when he becomes Tor, that day he could start counting his first day for the Naziris of Tyra. He could start counting. But V'Nozir Tor Shenitma, if a Nozir that was first Tor, then he became Tomei. So Halacha is, he has to wait 7 days until he becomes Tor, and then he has to start over again another 30 days. So here the halacha is, Ein Shvi Shaloi Olalim Min Aminyan. He can't start counting his new Naziris the seventh day, but rather he has to wait till the eighth day. On the eighth day, after he brings his Karbonos on the eighth day, that's when he becomes Tor. So who's the Tana of this Braisa? Amar Rav Chizda Rebbe he. Rav Chizda says it goes according to Rebbe. That's what Rav Chizda says. The Amar Rebbe, Rebbe learns and says, that Ein Naziris Tyro, Chalo Elo Adshmini, that a Nazir, a regular Nazir, he was first Tahor, and then he became Tamei. So the locker is, after he becomes Tahor, he has to start over again. When can he start over again? On the eighth day, not on the seventh day. So that's this price that goes like Rebbe. Why? The time of Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, because if you want to say it goes according to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, Ha'omar, his sheet there is, Nizirah Tetaira Mishvi Hudachaila. That even a Nazir that was first Tor, and then he became Tomei, touched the mace, on the seventh day, when he becomes Tor, that day he could start counting his Nizirah Tetaira. So according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference whether you were first Tomei or whether you were first Tor. In both cases, you could start counting your new Nizirah on the seventh day. So this Braisa that says there's a difference has to go according to Rebbe. Now the Gemara explains, what's this Machlokes Tolian? My Rebbe and my Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. What's the Machlokes? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'kidesh es roishoi b'yayimahu. That means going on a nazir that's tamei. So when he becomes tor, he starts over again counting his naziris of Tyra. Says, V'kidesh es roishoi b'yayimahu. Like on that day, he could start over again counting his naziris of Tyra. So what does it mean b'yayimahu? It means b'yayim havoros kabonosov. The day that he brings his kabonos. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita, which is the eighth day. Halacha is a nazir if he touches a mace, so he becomes tamei for 7 days. On the seventh day he goes to the mikvah, and then he takes the haircut on the seventh day, but his karbonus he could first bring on the eighth day. So Rebbe Dashan, this pasuk says, b'yayimahu means the day that he brings his karbonus. On the eighth day, after his karbonus, then he could start counting his nazirus to Taira. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehudu Aymer, b'yayim tikalachtoi. No, on the seventh day. You take your haircut on the seventh day. On the seventh day, after your haircut, you could start counting your new naziris, even before you brought your kabonis. So the Gemara behold the Tanan, that's how we learned the Gemara increases. Nozir shenitma tumas harbi. You could have a case that a nozir became tamei a few times. It was a nozir. He touched the mace once. Then we'll see 7 days later he touched the mace again. He became tummy a few times. So there's such a case of Eina Mevi Yela Korban Echad. He only has to bring one korban. Even though he became tummy a few times, still he only has to bring one korban. But it's considered that he became tummy at different times. That means he touched the mace, and he became tor from the mace, and then he became tummy again. Still he only has to bring one korban. So who is this? The Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the Tana over here? Amar Rav Chizda, Rav Yosef, Rav Yudhi. This Tana goes according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. To Yomah, that he says, Niziras Tyra, Mishvi Chayla. That the Niziras of Tyra starts on the seventh day. So then the Svaris of Mishkachas law, you can have cases that he's called, he was Tamei, he became Tahor, and then he became Tamei again. Kagoin, what's the case? Shenitma bishvi. Now, it's he touched the mace, this nazir, and he waited 7 days. On his seventh day, again in the afternoon, he touched the mace again. So it's considered now, when the seventh day came, he was tahor from his first tumah, and it's considered like he's starting now to count naziris, and he became tummy again in the afternoon. V'chaza v'nitma bishvi. And then he became tummy again on the next seventh day. This is a good case that is called one naziris. He became tamei a few times, and the halacha is he only has to bring one korban. That's all. Why only one korban? Kivan de la yotze shor haruya lahavi korban. Because it did not come a time yet that he's fit to bring a korban. And we'll soon see. Is eina chayiv ela korban echad. Therefore, he's only chayiv one korban. Let's just see the Gemara, then we'll explain it. The Tamer Rebbe, because if you want to say this Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, it won't come out good. Why, according to Rebbe, E de Nitma Bishvi. If let's say this Nazir touched the mace, so he's Tamei for 7 days. Then on the seventh day after he went to the mikvah, he became Tamei again. V'chaza v'nitma bishvi. He became Tamei again on the seventh day. So Gemara says, so, Kulu Tuma Richtihi. According to Rebbe, there's no chiddush. It's all considered one long tumah. Like this nazir never started to count his naziris of Tyra. Here the Mishnah wants to say a chiddush that you could have a nazir, he became tamei, then he became tahor, and he started to count his new count of 30 days, and then he became tamei right away. And the chiddush is, at the end, even though it's happened a few times, he only has to bring one set of kabonis, which that's a big chiddush. Because really, let's say a regular nazir. He was a nazir. Then he touched the mace. He became tamei. So halacha is when he becomes tahor after 7 days later. So after he becomes tahor, he has to bring kabonis. Then he starts counting the zeros to Tyra. Let's say he became tamei again. So it'll be the same halacha then. He has to wait 7 days. And avada, he has to bring another set of kabonis. And after he brought his kabonis, he started over for the third time now to become a nazir. And if he became tamei again, the same thing. Every time he starts his new naziris, if he becomes tamei, he would have to bring another korban at the end. So this Mishnah is saying a tremendous Chiddush. This Mishnah is saying a Chiddush that there could be a case that he's a Nazir, and when he became Tor, he became Tomei again, but still the Lachar is, he only has to bring one carbon, that's all. What's the Hezbollah? Why? So saying now we're going according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says like this, that when a Nazir becomes Tomei, so he has to wait now 7 days. On the seventh day, that's the day he goes to the mikvah, he becomes Tor from Tumas Meis. And he takes his haircut on the seventh day. Now the halacha is, according to Rebbe, when can he first bring his carbon? First the eighth day. Rebbe says the eighth day is the day to bring the carbon. But when did he start counting the zeros of Tyra? I mean, he has to wait till the eighth day. So according to Rebbe, it's good. On the seventh day, he became Tor. So really, he's Tor from his first Tumah. Now on the seventh day in the afternoon, if he touches a mace again, it's considered like a new Tumah now. He became Tumah a second time. Still, he doesn't have to bring a separate carbon for the second Tumah. You know why? Because the seventh day is not the time to bring a carbon for his first Tumah. When is the time to bring a carbon, according to Rebbe? On the eighth day. So therefore, if you became Tumah before you had the possibility to bring a carbon, you're not mechuyev to bring a carbon. One carbon helps for both. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, this comes out according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says like this: on the seventh day, when he became Tohor, the seventh day he went to the mikvah. After he went to the mikvah and he takes his haircut, right then he starts counting his Naziris of Tyra. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says you start counting your new Naziris on the seventh day. So it comes out the seventh day itself is the beginning of your new Naziris. So it's called you're a new Nazir now. And you became Tummy that day. So Halacha is, if you became Tummy that day, it's called the new Tumah because you already started to count in Naziris of Tyra. But you don't have to bring a new carbon because it never came the time yet that you could bring a carbon. According to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, the carbon for sure is the eighth day. That much the Torah says. But Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says the Chiddush is that on the seventh day, you could start counting your Naziris to Tyra. So therefore, since you started to count the new Naziris, if you became Tummy then, it's called your Tummy the second time. So then you can have this Chiddush, that a Nazir that became Tummy a few times, the Halacha is, he only has to bring one carbon. But according to Rebbe, you don't have this Chiddush. Rebbe says, when do you start counting your Naziris to Tyra? On the eighth day, after you brought your carbon. So it comes out like this, if you touch the mace today, so the next 7 days you tell me. On the seventh day, true, you become Tor, but you can't start counting yet in the zeros of Tyra. So if you become Tummy in the seventh day, it's like one long Tumah. You never took a break because you can't start counting to do the zeros of Tyra. According to Rebbe, you first start counting the zeros on the eighth day. So if you became Tummy on the eighth day, then you would have to bring another carbon. That's called Mamish two separate times. There are two separate Kabbonis. So the Chiddush Bekitz over here is again, that is Nazir, even though he's Tamei 2, 3, 4, 5 times, he only has to bring one carbon. That goes according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. That according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, on the seventh day, when you become Tahor, that's when you could start counting right away your new Naziris of Tyra. So you're called like another Nazir now. If you became Tamei in the afternoon, it's called you have a new tumor on you. You're Tamei now for the second time. But the Chiddush is, you don't have to bring another carbon. Because it never came the time that you were able to bring the carbon for the first Naziris. For the first Tumah. Because you can't bring the carbon till the eighth day. So according to Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, you can have this Chiddush. That is called on the seventh day, you're starting your new Naziris. Even though you're starting something new, if you became Tummy that day, you won't have to bring another carbon. But according to Rebbe, you won't have this Chiddush. Because according to Rebbe, you can't start your new Naziris until the eighth day, and if you start on the eighth day and you become Tummy then, you would have to bring another carbon, like the Gemara says. The Gemara says here now, the time of Rebbe, if once it goes according to Rebbe, let's see, either Nitma Bishri, if it became Tummy on the seventh day, V'chazda V'nitma Bishri, and it came Tummy the second time on the seventh day, Kula Tumah Richtahi, it's all considered one long Tumah, because according to Rebbe, you can't start counting your new Naziris until the eighth day. So then, Pshita, it's one long Tumah, Avadah's only one carbon. V'denitma b'shmin, if you want to say the case is, he became Tomei on the eighth day, if Sofra Tigamara, and V'chaz the Benitva Bishmini. It happened as next time, that on the eighth day, he became Tomei again. So we're going to ask then, HaReyotis HaShoah, Shiruya Lahavi Karbon. It went out the time that he's able to bring a Karbon. So if so, he should have to Chiv to bring separate Karbonis. So this Mishnah that says you only bring one Karbon, the Kitzah can't go according to Rebbe. Telling more so like this. My time of the Rebbe. So good, that's Rebbe Shita. That Rebbe Shita is when a Nazir was Tomei, he could first start counting his new Naziris on the eighth day. So what's the time of Rebbe? The Mar says, Omakro, the Pasuk says, V'chipur olav me'ashechot ala nefesh. A Nazir that was Tomei, it seemed like he did a chet, and he has to bring a carbon. So the Pasuk says, when he becomes Tor, on the eighth day he brings his carbonus. It says, V'chipur olav me'ashechot ala nefesh. For Hoda, then the Pasuk says, V'kidesh es roishai. Then the Pasuk says he first becomes Tor. So Mashma, when could the Nazir start counting his new Naziris? On the eighth day, when he brings the Korban. So that's Rebbe Shita. That first you have to bring your Korbanos on the eighth day, and then you can start counting your new Naziris. So Mara says, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda, what does he do with this Pasuk? He says, in Cain, if so, Leima Krua V'kidesh es roishai. Let the Pasuk just say that after you bring your Korbanos, then you start over again, then V'kidesh es roishai, you begin.